So Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." He didn't say you're the sugar. He didn't say you're the flour. And well done to children for very quickly recognizing that in that little example that we started with at the beginning. But why did Jesus say, "You are the salt of the earth"? Well, we know salt has some very unusual properties. When you just tip your finger in a little bit of salt and taste it, it's very bitter. But in some unique way, when we add it to food in just a small amount, it sometimes makes it sweeter. Because one of the qualities of salt is that it enriches the flavor of things. And it's very often that when a bit of food is bland, we'll add a little bit of salt just to draw out the real flavors of the food that we're consuming. So maybe Jesus had that in mind, that we are to be just in the way we're scattered across the world, and particularly across our communities, we're adding a little bit of flavor to life, giving people a better sense of what life can all be about. So let's be salt of the earth by adding a little flavor to the world. Of course, salt also is a preservative, and it's been known from antiquity that if you add salt to meat or fish, it will absorb some of the moisture, and by taking the moisture out of that food, it will enable it to continue to be fresh for much longer. It won't spoil as quickly. And there's a sense in which, as the salt of the earth, we are preservatives. Now, the church and we Christians have a bit of a difficulty with tradition. We're not quite sure what to do with it. Some of it's a bit embarrassing, so we certainly don't want to continue that. We don't want to preserve that. But there's something about being a preservative that's very important. I was reminded in thinking about this of the words of Gustav Mahler, the composer, who said, "Tradition is not the worship of ashes, it's the preservation of the fire." So maybe that's something we should bear in mind if we are the salt of the earth. We do celebrate the traditions. We're grateful for them, but they need to be kindled with a fresh fire that's appropriate to the days in which we live. So let us be preservatives of that which is good and honorable and helpful to our world together. But I've been reminded, and I think all of us have, that salt has another quality that perhaps is equally important. When on a frosty morning, or perhaps when it's frozen overnight, and the paths are slippery or the road is slippery, you'll perhaps scatter a little salt on the path, or the machines will come around the streets and add a bit of sand and salt to the roads. Because salt also unfreezes icy conditions. Ice is a condition of rigidity and solidity when things aren't moving unless you slip on them. But when you add a little salt to ice, it will melt. And in the melting, it makes possible all kinds of other things. I think that, I don't know whether Jesus had that in mind or not, but it appeals to me that perhaps, as we think about it, we have a role in unfreezing situations that get stuck, situations where things aren't moving and people feel trapped. And with a little bit of salt, we can unfreeze and things can start to flow again. And the world can be a better place because of that. And I suppose in much of what Sarah and Martin have been sharing, we've been doing all of those things. We've been adding a little flavor, adding a little bit of richness to the experience of life to those that have joined us. And perhaps there is something about offering our experience with fresh fire, lighting again, reigniting the fire of our own faith as we mix with them, and also contributing to unfreezing the trapped, closed situations that they find themselves in. So let us, as those called by Jesus to be the salt of the earth, just scatter a little salt across our community and be sure that that enriches the lives of those we seek to serve. Amen.